joined by Michael van Niekerk, the CEO of ASP Fire. When load shedding happens and, you know, there's a power outage, power gets restored at a later stage, it may cause a surge at the substation that can blow up the transformers, and that may cause a fire. Michael, am I understanding that chain of events correctly, and how likely does that take place?
Yeah, good morning. That is definitely one of the causes of a fire. You know, substations consist of multiple pieces of electrical equipment. Transformers are one of them, and the switchgear is the other. So you'll have fires in a transformer, which can be related to the failure of insulation or oil inside the transformer, and then there's switchgear inside the substation that also fails. So I think due to load shedding, the switchgear failure with inside the substation is probably the higher cause of a fire or a failure.
Yeah. How common is this occurrence?
So it occurs frequently. You know, our infrastructure is aging, as everybody knows, and there's a constant battle between developing new infrastructure across the country and then maintaining infrastructure that we have. You know, and spending money on maintenance and replacement sometimes falls at the back of the queue when there's this high demand for expanding suburbs and settlements and providing electricity to those. So due to a lack of maintenance, aging equipment, there's a high frequency of failures in our electrical infrastructure, especially in suburbs.
Yeah. Commonly speaking, is there no emergency backup that kicks in, a fire alarm of sorts that kicks in and kills the fire before the fire brigade has to arrive on the scene? And generally speaking, how big are these fires?
So what's interesting is the local insurance industry requires commercial and industrial clients to provide all of these things in their own substations and transformers on site. So you won't get insurance from your insurer if you don't show the insurer that you have protected your electric equipment, that you've got sprinklers over transformers, or you've got fire detection and fire suppression inside your electrical rooms. But again, unfortunately, our local authority and our local municipalities just don't have the resources to protect substations. You can imagine if every single substation in South Africa had to get a sprinkler system or a fire detection system, it would be an astronomical cost. So we don't have the means to properly maintain and then alert ourselves of a fire. And then obviously when there is a fire, you'll have an initial ignition. It will be an arc flash or something that fails. And then the electrical insulation, or if it's an oil-cooled or oil-lubricated circuit breaker, ignites, and now you've got a Class A or a general fire in the substation, and that can develop into a very, very large fire. And when there are transformers involved and large amounts of oil, which can burn quite vigorously, you have a very, very large fire.
Yeah. Extinguishing an electrical fire must be a really delicate exercise, given that you don't want to damage other critical components that make up a substation in a transformer. What's the best approach to extinguishing an electrically surged fire?
So there's two approaches. The one is, while the equipment is energized, you definitely don't want to introduce water. So a carbon dioxide or CO2 fire extinguisher will help you there. But most electrical equipment will trip out once there is a short circuit or there is a fire. And then you have a resulting general fire or Class A fire. And then you can use other extinguishing media like dry chemical or sprinklers. So interesting, a lot of the international codes recommend that you install sprinklers over transformers or over high voltage electrical equipment, precisely for this reason. Your initial ignition is electrically caused, the system trips out, and now you have a general fire due to the insulation or oil that then gets ignited.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really, really do appreciate it. Michael van Niekerk is the CEO of ASP Fire.